We're with North Dakota Winter Show manager Don Riley, and the 81st annual North Dakota Winter Show is here.
Ta-da.
For us. Ta-da! March 3rd through the 10th. Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
Lots of things to see and do. Let's talk about it, Don. They always say, we just had Renee Korsling on, and of course they announced their entertainment lineup for the North Dakota State Fair. You had mentioned this before. Renee mentions it. The number one reason that people love to attend fairs or functions like this is the food.
Of course it's the food.
And the North Dakota Winter Show has a food court that's second to none. Tell us who will be there this year.
Second to none. Well, there are some changes this year due to the fire doors that were installed. We did, we unfortunately lost a couple spots this year. But that might change for next year. We got to get through this year to see how we can lay it out. But so for this year, of course, our corn dogs and cheese.
Corn dogs? Somebody mentioned corn dogs?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, corn dogs. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about corn dogs. Reminiscent of 2017, Steve.
Uh-huh. Very much so.
Yes. Audie's will be there, of course, with their corn dogs, cheese curds, and all their good stuff. Additionally, I think they're doing gyros, and they might be doing a taco wrap and some other new stuff.
Making me hungry.
There are some new things coming. Reister's is going to be doing pork chop on a stick. And a couple other new additions that they'll have as well. How about desserts by Rhonda? Rhonda from TC. If you are listening and you know who Rhonda from TC is, Rhonda from TC is going to be doing some pies and some other goodies.
Desserts. Now, that's something new.
That is very
new. In the food court.
Yeah. That I've been wanting to do for a long time and finding somebody to do desserts. So we're going to try it this year. We're going to let Rhonda come in and do some pies and whatever other kind of sweets or treats that she'd like to bring. Check out the food court. Lots of fun stuff happening.
Well, speaking of fun stuff, Totally Kids. Talk about the entertainment for Totally Kids weekend.
Yeah, let's make sure that everybody knows that Totally Kids has changed weekends. They are not this weekend. They're the second weekend of the winter show. They'll be rodeo weekend. Kind of thought that went hand in hand. So We made a little bit of a change there. So we're going to see how that works. That being said, the Critter Corral is also along with the Totally Kids, and we have some great entertainment on the Egg Country stage in the South Exhibit Building. So we've got lots of bounce houses from toddler to probably 12, 13 years old, the Critter Corral, and some entertainment over there. So admission to the South Exhibit Building that second weekend, actually is Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th, is $5 for kids under 11. Adults are free if you have a paid child.
So let me get this right. For those 11 and under, $5.
Yep. You will have to pay to get into the South Exhibit Building. That being said, it's a change this year. So Just need everybody to be aware of it. You know, this weekend we start out with the home play and getaway, where we will have some bounce houses in there, about four of them. And there will be some Egg Country. There'll be some entertainment on the Egg Country stage. Dazzling Dave, Amazing Arthur, and I believe it's Keith Raymond. We have so many of them. I can't keep them all straight. But so yeah, there's lots of entertainment going on this weekend with bounce houses, a few bounce houses, not as many as the following weekend, but there'll be a few, and lots of great entertainment. And we have boats. I saw a pontoon sitting in our boat in our yard out in the parking lot.
This is something new.
Yeah. So we have like seven boats or something of that same sort coming, and we have motorcycles, lawnmowers. So it's going to be a full building.
All those items remind me of spring and summer. Why is that?
Well, because it's like 22 days away. Not that I'm counting or anything.
All right. I'm glad somebody's counting it.
I am counting the days.
Don and I, we've kind of put these X's on our calendar for that. That's a great way to put it. We've got so much to see and do in this 81st annual North Dakota Winter Show. Please come out March 3rd through the 10th and check it all out. This coming weekend, we've got the concert. Now, it is low cash and 32 below on Saturday, March 3rd, but there are shuttle buses. There's been a change, but There's still going to be shuttle buses. Tell us about that change.
Shuttle buses, Econo Lodge on Winter Show Road, Americ Inn on Winter Show Road, the Eagles, the American Legion. So those four spots are where you can pick up shuttle bus starting at, I believe it is 6 p.m. on
Saturday
night.
We meant to say Saturday night, March 3rd, starting at
6. And then they'll go for 1 hour after the concert is done.
Wanna
be safe.
I was just going to say, we want you to have a good time, but we want you to have a safe time, too.
Absolutely.
So there's your designated driver.
Please no drinking and driving.
There you go.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Please no drinking and driving.
Absolutely. All things in moderation. All right. Now, the shuttle bus, too, as we bump up to the following week, weekend, we should say, which is going to be Friday, March 9th, and then Saturday, March 10th for the PRCA Rodeo. You'll still have a shuttle bus service, and will it run the same time same places?
Same places. We will do the same times for Friday and the same times for Saturday. We are not doing the afternoon shuttle bus. The bus company indicated that they did not get any riders, so we have eliminated the afternoon one.
So you'd get the evening one on Friday evening and Saturday evening.
Yep.
For the March 9th and the March 10th PRCA Rodeo, North Dakota Winter Show.
And
very
if you have
good.
Questions, you can call any one of those locations. They'll have times, or you can call our office. We will have the exact times.
North Dakota Winter Show raffle. Got a great, what do we have? Got some good items?
Yeah, of course.
Or a big item, right?
Big item. Yeah. Big item. We've got a John Deere Gator, the 590.
Oh, my.
Yes, the 590. And we have 20. Yeah, I wish it was 20. four $500 cash prizes.
Okay.
So raffle tickets are available at the Winter Show. Any one of our board members, they will be available at our ticket office and in our office and our office is still upstairs this year.
People are going to see a whole new look when they come into the Winter Show.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
Yeah, when they get into the ticket atrium.
Yeah, in the ticket atrium. Yep, it's all, it's looking pretty awesome.
Very good. Dawn, thanks for joining us. Anything else to add before we cut you loose for today?
Well, the only other thing is, I'm going to say is, you know, Temple Grandin. I'm still getting phone calls
about. I hear a lot about it.
Yeah.
Tell people,
I'm just
going to
say, if you want a seat for Temple Grandin, she's speaking at 1 o'clock. And I'm just going to say she's on Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Tuesday, March 6th.
March 6th, correct.
Okay.
If you want a seat for her, you need to come early. We're adding benches. We are adding chairs. We are adding bleachers. So, and standing room is what it's going to be. I've had so many calls about people that are bringing buses of kids and stuff like that for it. So we're super excited that there's a lot of interest with Temple Grandin. And I'm just going to say, if you want a seat, you got to get there early. So
Very good.
Be there early if you want a good seat. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's great. Well, Dawn, thanks again for joining us.
Yep.
And we look forward to another great winter show.
Come join us.
That's right. Come join us. There's Dawn Riley, manager of the North Dakota Winter Show, here on our Voice of the Valley on AM 1490, KOVC, and 96.3 FM, your Voice of the Valley.